in the path of spiritual life, the sambandha jnana, or the knowledge of our relationship with Krishna and Maya, is of very great vital importance. When Srila Prabhupada went to the West, this is one of the very first things he explained, that when the jiva comes in this world with his senses rendered impure due to the materially adulterated atmosphere, then his senses chase after sense engagements or sense gratification. And when he does sense gratification, he gets trapped. Therefore, the mind speculates different ways and means to escape from the material clutches. Now, what is this getting trapped? When the jiva gets adulterated by the materially adulterated atmosphere, then his propensity for enjoying comes out in his eating, sleeping, mating and defending. His eating is impure because he eats for sense gratification. He sleeps for sense gratification. He mates for recreation. And he also defends for exploiting others. So because of this, he is rendered impure and naturally he is caught by Maya Devi, caught by the material clutches. So Prabhupada explained how the jiva considers the idea of conquering over material nature by subduing material nature, not knowing his real position as Maya Vash. Krishna is Maya Adish, jiva is Maya Vash. So Maya Vash jiva should take shelter of Krishna if he wants to become free from Maya. But if he does not do that, rather he tries to fight against Maya. Manashashtani, Indriyani, Prakritistani, Karshati. So that is called lording over material nature. The more he tries to lord over material nature, the more he is captured. For example, if somebody is a pickpocketer, he pickpocketed somebody, and the police comes to catch him from all four sides, and he is kicking the police, or slapping the police, what will the police do? He will capture him and put him in jail. That's what Maya does. Has any man the power to defeat the police or defeat the military? Prabhupada said he has to be captured. Neither can he escape nor can he defeat. Both are not possible. So the jiva finds that he is captured. So then in order to... Captured means what? He is offered sufferings and he is not able to escape. And with his mind, he tries to escape the material clutches by doing speculation, which we call as mental speculation. And he finds that mental speculation doesn't help him to come out of his sufferings. At that time, with his intelligence, he inquires the cause of suffering. Where is the suffering coming from? Then he understands that there are threefold miseries. These are actually the cause of my sufferings. So every one of us in this world, if we very carefully and calmly observe, we face these threefold sufferings, adhyatmikati, bhautikati, daivika, kleshas. But people don't know where are these sufferings coming from. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami elaborately about this. And at the same time, he says that besides this pain-giving potency, which is having avaranatmika and prakshepatmika, covering and kicking potency, is called pain-giving potency. Pain-giving potency covers the jiva and kicks the jiva. Imagine somebody puts a blanket over you and beat you up. So this is Maya Shakti, pain-giving potency. So besides the pain-giving potency, he observes there is also a pleasure-giving potency. But what is the pleasure-giving potency? She attracts the Supreme Lord by her devotion, and she attracts the jivas by her motherly vatsalya quality. So if anyone takes shelter of the pleasure-giving potency with the desire to serve the Shaktiman, the Supreme Lord, then one will start experiencing doses of pleasure, doses of great joy. And one will be amazed and more amazed and most amazed by how not only one feels relief from the pangs of the covering and kicking potency, but it is like somebody brought on a hot sunny day into AC room. One feels like that suddenly. And that is why even in the path of bhakti, the very first step is kleshagni, which means one is removed from suffering and given the first dose of happiness. Then shubhada. Shubhada means all good qualities come, especially four good qualities. Jagatam, prinanam sarva jagatam, it is said. Such a person pleases the whole world, and he is pleased with the whole world, and the whole world is pleased with him. And he has all the good qualities, sadguna sampanna. And at the same time, sukapradatvam, he becomes extremely happy also. These four qualities come in Shubhada. He pleases all jivas and all jivas are happy with him. And sukapradatvam, he gets experience of great happiness. And all saintly qualities descend in him. These four things happen in the second stage. So in this way, kleshagni, shubhada, moksha, lagutakrat, sudhalabha, all these stages come gradually. But the point is, one can clearly see the pain-giving potency and pleasure-giving potency. And Srila Prabhupada said, one should approach the Shakti for serving the Shaktiman. Then one will become happy, happier and happiest. If one approaches the Shakti to enjoy Shakti without Shaktiman, one will get kicks. And that is painful potency. So both potencies belong to the Supreme Lord, Shaktiman. So Prabhupada said, the sense engagements when they are impure, we get trapped. The speculation, when it is done to escape from Maya's trap, we cannot escape. With intelligence, we find out the cause. We know it is suffering inflicted by Maya Shakti. And with intelligence, one should inquire about the ultimate cause. The cause of all causes, which is Shaktiman, or the Supreme Lord Krishna, whose potencies are working, multifarious potencies are working in this world. Prabhupada says, there is also a place for the citizens to live. There is Aravada jail for the thieves to live. Similarly, Lord has pleasure-giving potency and pain-giving potency. And we have the choice. And so the Mahamantra chant means approaching the pleasure-giving potency of the Lord and begging her, oh Mother Hara, please pick me up from this world of material adulteration. Pick me up and place me in the lotus feet of Lord Hari and engage me in His service. That is actually the meaning. If we keep on calling Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, definitely we will see that we are slowly brought out of Maya Shakti, who is kicking and covering, and we will be placed under the lotus feet of Krishna, rendering service, gaining more and more understanding and knowledge, and becoming more and more happy, and gradually becoming free from the material clutches. Anyone who is strictly, sincerely, seriously practicing Krishna consciousness will see the Maya's grip going away from his shoulders. Slowly you will see, like police will gradually release the handcuff and make you free. This freedom has to be experienced by a sincerely practicing devotee. And this is a practical proof that whatever Srila Prabhupada has taught based on the scriptures is so perfectly true. And the more we come to truth, our love and faith in Prabhupada's message will increase. And in this way, we will gain freedom from Maya's vash. And we will take shelter of Krishna, who is Mayadish. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.